From Hollywood, Crisco and Ivory Snow bring you Glamour Manor. Every day at this time, Monday through Friday, Procter & Gamble, makers of wonderful Ivory Snow, for longer life for your fine washables,
and Crisco, the pure all-vegetable shortening,
bring you Glamour Manor, with the songs of Ernie Newton and the music of Harry Lubin and his orchestra, and starring Cliff Arquette. It's the start of another working day at Glamour Manor. As we check in at the front desk, we find the boss, Cliff Arquette, thumbing through the morning mail. Then, suddenly, he comes to a letter addressed to himself. He hesitates for a moment, and then he opens it. He reads the letter. His hands tremble, and his otherwise pale complexion becomes much paler. He throws the letter down on the desk, buries his head in his hands. His desk clerk, Tyler McVeigh, speaks.
What's the matter, Mr. Arquette?
Tyler, They've sent me a threatening letter.
The kidnappers?
No, the bank. They want to know where last month's payment is.
But, Mr. Arquette, I thought you were getting along swell with the bank. What happened to your sinking fund?
It sank.
Gee, that's tough. Now, I guess your bank balance is pretty low, too, huh?
Low? Tyler, I've got the only bank balance in town with a periscope on it. This is serious, and here I am standing making jokes.
Want a bet?
You know, Tyler, last night, just before I went to sleep, I was thinking about Glamour Manor. I was trying to figure out what was wrong. And then it came to me like a bolt out of the blue. I discovered what Glamour Manor needed to make it a successful hotel.
Was it guests?
What was that, Tyler?
I said guests.
Tyler, have I discussed this with you before?
No.
Well, what a coincidence. That's exactly what I discovered. How'd you happen to think of it, Tyler?
Oh, it came to me one day as I was walking through the empty rooms.
Amazing.
Hello, Tyler. Hello, Mr. Arquette.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Gee, have you heard the news?
News? What news?
The circus is coming to town. Isn't it exciting?
A circus?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Tyler, there's the answer to our problem. Circus means crowds, people, acrobats, monkeys, performers. We'll get them to stay at Glamour Manor.
The monkeys?
No, the performers. We'll give them the biggest reception any hotel ever dreamed of. I'll spare no expense. I'll even turn on the hot water. I'll put fresh sawdust in every room.
See? Isn't the dust thick enough in there already?
Tyler,
But, Mr. Arquette, suppose they check in at another hotel.
Gloria, are you trying to dampen my enthusiasm?
Well, it could happen.
Yeah, I guess it could at that. Hey, wait a minute. I got it. Tyler, you go down to the railroad station and head off the circus so it doesn't check into another hotel.
Okay, but... Oh, how do I know it's a circus?
You can't miss a circus train. You'll see a lot of elephants.
Yeah, but how do I know they're circus elephants?
You can tell by the travel stickers on their trunks.
Oh. Really, Mr. Arquette?
No kidding, and the kangaroos will have their bags packed. You can't miss them.
Well, I just hope I can talk the circus people into staying here.
Oh, say, Clifford.
Oh, hello, Cap.
Hello. Boy, have I got some sensational news for you about Glamour Manor.
What is it, Cap?
This is the greatest news of all time. What a hunk of news.
Well, gee, tell us, Cap.
Well, Andy, the soda jerk up at the drugstore, told it to me while I was playing the pinball machine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just scored 30,000 and I had all the red lights lit up.
Well, what about the news?
Oh, the news. When Andy told me it to me, I got so excited, like I am now, I just about tilted the machine. And that would have been a shame because all I needed was 40,000 more points.
Well, come on, Cap, tell us about it.
Well, there's nothing much to tell. I didn't make the 40,000 points.
No, Cap, no, Tyler means about the news.
Oh, that. When Andy come over to me and he gives me a terrific slap on the back.
Yeah?
And boy, did that burn me up. Because I was just pulling the plunger back, way back, to try to light up the yellow lights.
Captain Billy.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
Well, either tell us the big news or forget the whole thing.
Okay, I will if you quit interrupting. Andy told me, this is right after I'd gotten 2 free games. He told me that a man from the circus come in and asked where he could find a hotel for his act. And Andy told him to come here to Glamour Manor.
Well, Gee, good for Andy.
Hey, that's wonderful. And not only that...
Yeah, Cap?
I finally made the 40,000. Yeah, see you later.
Golly, is Cap crazy about pinball machines?
Yeah. You know, he told me that when he passes on, he wants them to tilt his tombstone.
You know, Tyler, with these circus people staying here, it'll mean that we'll be filled to capacity.
Boy, what a novelty that'll be.
Yeah, and with a little prosperity, I'll be able to pay off the bank and we'll be sitting pretty again.
Oh, gosh, won't it be exciting with the performers staying here? They're so colorful.
Hey, folks, did you hear about the circus coming to town?
Yeah, Chef Quigley, and we may have them staying here.
Oh, swell. You know, I used to work in the Little Top.
You mean Big Top?
No, this was Little. Small circus, you know. I was chef and doubled as a midget.
A midget, Quig, but you're too big.
Well, that was the idea. I was the biggest midget in the littlest circus in the world.
I don't believe it.
Why, Tyler, you never heard about my friend, the sword swallower? What a guy. He'd swallow 18-inch swords, hot ribbons. Why, you'd swear that nothing could faze him.
Nothing? Not even hiccups?
Oh, no. I tell you, I thought he was fearless till the night I saw him shy away from hash browns I'd fixed in Crisco.
That was in the act?
No, Tyler. At dinner, he was like a scared rabbit. And come to find out, he'd never tried fried foods. Thought they were hard to digest. Imagine that.
Yeah. That's pretty dull for a sword swallower.
So I said, look here. I've been eating Crisco fried foods for years. That notion about fried foods is old hat. And I'll show you.
You could, too.
Yes. First, I had him take a good look at those crispy potatoes I'd fried so tender and light in Crisco. Then I said, try them. I promise you, Crisco fried foods are so digestible, even youngsters can eat them.
Why, did he swallow that?
But, Tyler, it's the truth. Why, Crisco is pure and all vegetable. And you certainly know that 9 out of 10 doctors say Crisco fried foods are digestible.
Oh, sure. I just meant, did he like those Crisco fried foods?
Oh, did he? Why, after he found out what a swell shortening Crisco is for frying, do you know what he did?
Gave up sword swallowing?
No. He ordered his hot rivets fried in Crisco. Oh, a great booster he was. Well, I'm off to get tickets. I'll see you later.
Okay, Quig. Well, Tyler, I think that you and I better get upstairs and start getting the rooms ready for our new guest.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm sort of looking forward to having the acrobats and the fat lady and the indie rubber man staying here.
Yeah, it should be more fun than a circus.
Anybody here? Yeah, nobody seems to be around. They should be back soon. I'll just sit in Clifford's swivel chair behind the desk and wait. Sounds like it needs oiling. Or was that me? About time for me to change to my summer oils. My, it's good just to sit here and relax.
Say, pardon me, are you in charge here?
What was that, boy?
My name's Mac Finney. I represent Professor Bingling Circus. I'd like to set up hotel accommodations for my troupe.
Is that so?
Yes. How are the rates in this hotel?
Not too bad. They keep setting traps for them.
No, not rats. Rates.
They're very friendly little things.
I mean, how much are the rooms by the week?
No one knows. Nobody ever stayed here a week. Except me.
Oh, look, lady, I'm a busy man. I'm with a circus that just arrived here in town.
Oh, my, I just love circuses. Especially the pink lemonade.
Oh, believe me, lady, I'll give you a season ticket and all the pink lemonade you can drink if you'll just give me some information about this hotel.
No thanks, boy. Pink lemonade makes me terribly sick.
And forget about the pink lemonade.
Last time I had a glass of pink lemonade, I dreamed all night long.
Well, to have dreams isn't so bad.
In Technicolor?
Look, lady.
Oh, that reminds me it's time to take my pills again.
Oh, no.
I'll just pour my pills out here on the desk. I'd offer you one, but I barely got enough for myself.
Look, lady, I've got a lot of work to do. Our circus just arrived in town. It's a big circus. Three rings.
Three rings?
That's right.
You should see the bathtub on the second floor.
Look, lady, this is getting ridiculous. I'm fed up.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Fed Up.
Oh, no!
It's Harry Lubin and his orchestra with our tenor Ernie Newton with a musical suggestion as they give us Sing a Song About Susie.
Song about Susie, that pretty little witty little Susie, with the big brown eyes and the turned up nose and the big blue bow in her hair. Let's sing a song about Susie, that haughty little naughty little Susie, with the dimpled chin and the cutest grin and the darndest innocent stare. Oh, she's as sweet as a bun, and she's second to none. What's more, she's a bundle of joy and a barrel of fun. Let's sing a song about Susie. You gotta go for some and go divine. But if you wanna make love to Susie, no can do, mustn't touch. She's mine. The boys stood around the piano, feeling kind of gay. Said, if you don't mind, I'd like to croon a little tune about the baby I left behind. Let's sing a song about Susie, that pretty little, little, little Susie, with the big brown eyes and the turned up nose and the big blue bow in her hair. Let's sing a song about Susie, that haughty little, naughty little Susie, with the dimpled chin and the cutest grin and the darndest innocent stare. Oh, she's as sweet as a bun, and she's second to none. What's more, she's a bundle of joy and a barrel of fun. Let's sing a song about Susie. You gotta go for someone so divine. But if you wanna make love to Susie, no can do, mustn't touch. She's mine.
What was that, boy?
Look, lady, for the 50th time, are there any vacancies in this hotel?
Listen, boy, if you don't speak up, we're never going to get any place.
Can I help you, Lester?
Oh, thank goodness I've been rescued. Look, I'm Mac Finney. I'm with the circus.
Oh, yeah. Gee, we've been expecting you.
Have you any vacancies?
Yeah, about 18 or 20 rooms.
Oh, good.
Would you care to see them?
No, I'm late now. I've got too many other things to do. But when the baggage arrives, take it up to the rooms. I'll be back to complete arrangements.
Oh, fine. Well, we'll take care of everything. See you later, Mr. McFinney.
Now, let's see. Where can I catch a taxi cab?
What was that, boy?
Never mind. I'll walk.
See, 350. Better make it 3. That still sounds a little high.
Well, Mr. Arquette, what are you figuring?
Well, I'm just trying to make up my mind what rates to charge Professor Bingley's circus.
Well, what about our regular rates?
Now, Tyler, you know we have fluctuating prices.
Yeah. That's right, our prices do go up and down.
Yeah, I wish we could say the same thing about the elevator.
Quiet, Cap.
Okay.
Maybe I better rent the rooms for $2. That'd be even.
Yeah, even more than you can get.
That's enough, Cap.
Okay.
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 Quiet.
Okay.
Cap, will you stop that? I got work to do. Now, let's see.
Sorehead!
Keep still, will you, Cap?
See, if I charge them $2.30, and if I rented out all 20 rooms, that'd be 230 times 20. Wish I had more fingers. Well, let's say I charge them $2 a room. 20 times 2 is... 20 times 2...
Boy, I'll sure be glad when we get back to our regular rate of a dollar.
Of course, there's no guarantee that I'll rent out all 20 rooms. I wonder how many people work in a circus.
Hey, you should know, Cap. You used to be with a circus. Cap, I'm speaking to you.
I ain't going to talk.
Okay, then don't.
More and more, I'm being treated like an old man.
Mr. Arquette, let's figure that you do rent out all the rooms.
Just an old, old man.
And if you got $2 a night per room...
In another year, I'll be getting a kiss from Tom Brenneman.
Cap, can't you see we're busy?
Oh, there's Terry. Say, Terry, do you know anything about circuses?
Oh, plenty, Mr. Arquette. I used to go with a girl who did a high dive from the top of the tent into a pan filled with lukewarm water and ivory snow.
I used to dive from the top of the tent into a damp rag.
But, Terry, gee, wasn't that dangerous for your girlfriend to dive into a pan of water?
Why, of course not, Tyler. The ivory snow gave her longer life.
Sure, to her nice washables. So long, chum.
So long, Terry.
I just spent the best part of my life with a circus, that's all.
Gosh, you know, there should be somebody in the hotel that knows something about circuses.
Never forget the time I saved a woman's life on a runaway horse.
Oh, maybe if we ask Mr. Meeker.
I just dare him to ask me how I saved a woman's life on a runaway horse.
Let's see,
I just dare him.
Okay, Cap. How'd you save a woman's life on a runaway horse?
I shut off the power on the merry-go-round. Yeah, that ought to teach you, nosy.
Cap, I don't think you ever did work for a circus.
Clifford, I dare you to look me in the eye and make that statement.
Okay, I will.
This I gotta see.
Cap, be serious. What did you do in the circus?
Well, you remember the daring young man on the flying trapeze?
Yeah.
How he did a triple somersault in midair?
Yeah, I remember.
And then how he did a backflip 60 feet above the ground without a net?
Yeah.
Well, I was a fellow who held his coat. See you later, Tyler.
Well, where are you going, Cap? Where are you going?
I'm going to see Chef Quigley. He just made up a batch of cookies and he made them with Crisco. He said if I was a good boy, he'd let me have some.
Yeah, and they are good too, aren't they, Cap?
Good. When they're made with Crisco, they're double yummy.
Say, how you come with your figuring, Mr. Arquette?
Well, the way it works out, if those circus people stay here for 2 weeks, we should clear a couple of $100.
Boy, that'll be great.
Yeah, right now I'm going upstairs to finish checking over the rooms. You watch the desk, Tyler, because the baggage from the circus should arrive shortly.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Hi, Tyler.
Oh, gee. Hello, Gloria.
You know, I can't get over how exciting it's going to be around here when all the circus folks arrive. Golly, doesn't life under the big top sound romantic, Tyler?
Well, yeah.
You know, somehow, Tyler, I can picture you as a circus performer.
You can?
Uh-huh. You know, I can see you as a daredevil tightrope walker.
Are you sure this is me?
I can just hear the crowd cheering as you're about to begin your death-defying stunt.
I am.
There you are, 80 feet above the ground.
Golly.
And in this performance, you're working without a net, you know.
I must be nuts.
There's nothing between you and the ground. You stand on the small platform at the top of the tent, and the music starts, and then do you know what you do?
I put on my parachute.
No, silly, no. You walk out on the wire.
Me?
Uh-huh. The wire's tight.
I can't be exactly sober.
Then you extend your arms for balance, and then slowly, slowly, you ease your way along the wire, and then I can see the wire shake.
What do you think I'm doing?
And remember, Tyler, there's no net below you.
Just a guy with a wooden box is all.
So you glide across the wire, and the crowd cheers. You have precision and grace and poise.
And ghost pimples.
And for a minute, you dance on the wire.
I dance on the wire?
Yeah, you dance back and forth, and then, Tyler, then...
My feet slip, and I sit one out. Oh.
No, no, Tyler. You do a complete somersault, and the crowd goes wild.
Oh, gee, hurry for me. Can I come down now?
No. No, as an encore, you do the same act up 120 feet above the ground.
Golly.
And then you go up to 150 feet, 170 feet.
Gloria, please.
180 feet.
Gloria, stop.
190.
Gloria, that's enough.
What's the matter, Tyler?
My nose is starting to bleed.
It's Ernie Newton with the orchestra, with Harry Lubin's arrangement of an old favorite, Alabama Bound.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound.
Say, Tyler, has the baggage arrived from the circus yet?
No, not yet, Mr. Arkham.
Well, it can come any time now. We're all set for our new guests. All the rooms are in order, and Hey, what's that odor?
Oh, that's Cap'n Billy with a flit gun. Remember, you told him to spray the lobby with DDT?
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't have to use that much of it.
Wow, he's sure getting rid of the flies and moths.
Yeah, the cuckoo hasn't been out of the clock for 3 hours.
Oh, here comes Cap now with a spray gun. Boy, look at him operate that thing.
Yeah. Hey, Cap. Cap, take it easy with that DDT.
Stand back, Clifford. I'm stray from the last enemy position.
Cap, don't you think you wiped him out by now?
Yeah, you see that dog outside scratching himself?
What's he got to do with it?
He's sending in reinforcements. Come on out with your hands up, you critters. Direct hit. Four confirmed and one probable. Come on out, you sissies.
Hey, Cap, take it easy. That DDT is powerful stuff.
Powerful? Butterfly flew by a minute ago, took one whiff of this stuff, and went right out and beat up on a sparrow. All righty, take that. And that.
Cap, you sprayed enough here in the lobby.
Yeah, I figure that's plenty.
How can you tell?
The bird's eye maple is bloodshot.
Hey, where are the guests you're expecting, Mr. Arquette?
Oh, they'll be here most any time now, Terry.
You know, I'm kind of anxious to have them show up. You know, I used to be a bareback rider.
Oh? Wasn't it a little drafty?
Mr. Arquette, you're joking. I'm talking about the circus. Oh, I wish you could have seen my performance.
In the ring?
No, in the washbowl with Ivory Snow. It was wonderful. Everybody's eyes were on me as I dunked my undies in those thick Ivory Snow suds.
Well, I should think so.
And then, just at the psychological moment, there was a roll on the drums.
A jelly roll?
Tyler.
I announced to one and all how all you got to do is follow the tested washing directions on the package, and Ivory Snow gives nice wash things longer life. Then I told them how safe it is for pretty colors, delicate wash fabrics. Every eye in the place was glued on me.
Sticky, wasn't it?
Tyler.
I said, ladies and gentlemen, tonight you're witnessing the one and only Ivory Snow, the snowdrop soap that carries protection for nice washables a step farther. Ivory Snow is different from cake soap, newer than flake soap. It's terrific. It's colossal.
I thought you said it was Ivory Snow.
Tyler.
Ivory Snow, the only soap both ivory mild and granulated for speedy sudsing in lukewarm, even in cool water. Absolutely, positively gives more protection than other soaps not ivory mild. The audience went wild. Oh, I really had him going.
Out the doors?
Mr. Arquette.
Yes, out the doors to the stores to get longer life for the nice washables with wonderful Ivory Snow. S-N-O-W. Well, I'll see you guys later. I got to see the circus come to town.
Gee, Tyler. You know, Tyler, I don't like to say this, but it's getting kind of late. Maybe we build up our hopes too high about the circus staying here.
Yeah. It does sort of look that way, all right.
Pardon me. Is this Glamour Manor?
Yeah, that's right.
I got some baggage out front from the Bingham Circus.
Oh, wonderful. We're just starting to wonder what had happened. You can set the stuff right here in the lobby.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What a relief to know they're going to show up.
Yeah. I was kind of worried, too.
All right, now, where do you want me to put these crates?
Why, right here, any place in the lobby.
Okay.
What's all the excitement about, boy?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, Mrs. Wilson.
The circus is going to stay here at Glamour Manor, Mrs. Wilson.
My, won't that be fun? I've always loved circuses so. The mister, my late husband, you know, was always worried that I might leave him and run away with the circus.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, I'll always remember how tight he used to hold onto my arm when we passed by the freak tent.
Well, circuses are a lot of fun, Mrs. Wilson. Did you used to watch the monkeys in their cages?
It was about even, boy. Part of the time we'd watch them, and part of the time... Oh, here comes that nice man again.
Well, hello, Arquette. You know who I am. I'm Mac Finney of Professor Bingling Circus.
Oh, yes. Well, welcome to Glamour Manor.
Thank you. Has the baggage arrived yet?
Yep. Yeah, they just came in. It's over there in the lobby.
Well, that's fine. I... What's that peculiar smell?
Well, that's my bellboy. I mean, my bellboy just finished spraying the lobby. You know, getting everything ready for your arrival.
Oh, well, that's fine. What kind of a spray is he using?
DDT.
Oh, DDT! Arquette, get that luggage and those crates out of the lobby immediately.
Well, what's wrong?
Arquette, are you out of your mind using DDT around those crates? It's murder.
Murder?
Yes, you stupid fool. This is a flea circus.
A flea circus?
If my Clarissa's dead, I'll sue you. I said if my Clarissa's dead, I'll sue you.
What was that, boy?
I said if my... Oh, it's you again. I'm getting out of here.
Don't forget to tune into Glamour Manor tomorrow when Cliff Arquette entertains the ladies. Gloria Kenyon and the others will be on hand to help in the fun. If you're in Hollywood vicinity and would like to attend Glamour Manor any day, Monday through Friday, write to the American Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California, and tickets will be sent to you as soon as possible. Until then, for longer life, for your fine washables, it's wonderful ivory snow.
And for swell-tasting food that's digestible, it's pure all-vegetable Crisco.
Desperately needed. Saving used fat will help prevent soap shortages, help make hundreds of needed products. Save used fats.